8-year-old Jack Ravner used to be allergic to peanuts.
It's a little stressful.
Mom says his allergy is gone now after being slowly exposed. New research says there are fewer children like Jake. Since 2017, peanut allergies in young children have dropped 43%.
We looked at medical records from 50 different pediatric practices in multiple states.
Dr. David Hill led the study at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that looked at allergies to things like milk, eggs, and nuts. For decades, those were the foods parents were told to avoid giving babies. But that changed in 2015. The updated recommendation said the opposite. Babies should be exposed to tiny amounts.
What our research showed is that, in fact, providing these foods earlier is a way to train the immune system that the foods themselves are safe.
A total game changer.
Jake's mom, Dr. Lisa Ravner, is a pediatrician who's seeing a decline in kids with peanut allergies because of the revised recommendation.
And as a pediatrician, your advice to parents has changed.
Oh yeah, completely. There's a lot of education that goes into it around that this is safe to do.
Since the updated recommendation, about 60,000 children have avoided developing peanut allergies, according to the new research.
We've been able to implement what I think is one of the most important public health interventions in allergy.
Now there are a growing number of children like Jake who can enjoy foods without the worry of allergic reactions.